Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the final Bulletin Board Heroes of 2019, and what a year it's been, especially in the last quarter. Starting off again with the Bidstack Group, where the intrigue continues. It looks as though, from where we stand now, that any price action here below 10 pence was actually an overshoot for the shares, and we didn't actually take out the all lows around the 5 pence area. And there is a chance that at least while above 10 pence, there'll be further gains towards, say, 15 or even 17 pence up to the 50-day moving average, as we saw from the rebound last month when we hit the 50 and 200-day line. So something to watch out for there while the stock holds above 10 pence. More obscure situation comes in the form of billing services, but we have that classic triangle break there, also a gap above the 50-day moving average at 1.84, and also a push through the 200-day moving average at 2.01 pence. The view here is that while we're above the 50-day line, we could at least retest the main 2019 resistance area between 2.6 and 2.8 pence over the next few weeks. Any dips towards the 50-day line initially regarded as a buying opportunity on a technical basis. Another relatively obscure stock coming up in the form of Cadogan Petroleum. Here, the excitement was caused by that initial spike through the top of this triangle here. Has fallen back, but at least while we remain above the floor of the triangle, around the 4.8 pence level, this is a potential breakout. And obviously, let's see whether the shares can close back above the 50-day moving average at 5.16 pence. If you're cautious on the stock, you wait for a close above that before assuming the stock will then head back up towards the 200-day line at 7.14 pence. On to a stock which is not normally the type of thing that I cover, but as it's heading for Christmas, why not? Lamprell. Here we had a break of neckline resistance at 23 pence. That happened yesterday. A solid move there and a solid candle both for yesterday and today, which normally suggests that there's good momentum behind the situation. Shares were deeply overbought, oversold rather as well, so the RSI were down below 20, which is normally a good sign in terms of there being momentum available, gas in the tank for a move. So looking for a push towards that resistance line from June and the 50-day moving average at 36 pence, but clearly there could be more after that if we can sustain that particular area, so one to watch out for again. Really obscure stock now coming in the form of Myla. Here we see that the shares have gapped through not only the 50 and 200-day moving averages, and they've also broken that line of resistance from May at 2 pence. While above 2 pence, looking for 3.5 to 4 pence, which is previous 2018 resistance on quite a very illiquid chart situation. At this stage, only really back below the 200-day line at 1.82 would abandon the prospect of further follow-on to the upside for the shares. Another stock which I've never covered before and actually never heard of, so that's quite an unusual situation. Renewi, which has broken out of this quite interesting extended triangle formation, converging triangle. We've got a failed a dead cross and then the gap through both the 50-day and 200-day moving averages. We can close above and remain above that May resistance line at 31 pence. We could see further gains towards the top of a rising trend channel from May heading towards the upper parallel heading towards 42 pence over the next month or so. Recently we had a push down for shares of United Oil and Gas. And it's interesting that the stock has managed to at least deliver a higher low around the 3 pence level versus the May low, which is a plus. Might be worth seeing whether we can get an end of day or end of week close today above the 50-day moving average, something which might suggest there's enough momentum behind the situation to retest 4.2 pence. But obviously, it's very early days, and this stock seems to have quite a lot of overhang in terms of being sold into on any rally. That's it from me today and for 2019. As I said, there'll be a couple of updates. One, the top stocks of 2019, and then top five picks for 2020 on a charting basis, but that'll come around New Year. That's it from me. See you next time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.